Welcome to the latest United We Stand podcast. I'm walking behind the Stretford End, 2 hours to kick off. This podcast is brought to you in association with Improve Easy, helping United fans to get free solar powers, boilers, all sorts of improvements for the home energy. There's government grants available. And just text 60777 to see if you qualify. That's 60777. That's Improve Easy. A bit breezier. Hopefully it's not coming across on the podcast. Lady just come up to me. She said, "Are you Andy Mitten?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "I treated your dad in hospital for a long time. My dad died in 2018. She said, "I'm not sure if I'd even tell you this, or we're professional or not." I said, "Of course it is." So we all absolutely loved him. And I had a similar, you know, my dad chatting the nurses up, offering them sweets, only talking about football as he was having chemotherapy, all sorts. So this lady, she was just telling me, she was absolutely lovely. Funny, isn't it, life? And funny how football goes so far beyond the 90 minutes of the actual game. That's a local lady, there's a strong sense of community. And I see that now, walk into the game, you know people, and see people from far and wide, but Manchester United are from Manchester. And just outside the section where the players come in and park the cars. Big fancy cars. And I'm going to walk towards the Munich Tunnel and the main stand. Huge game this one, isn't it? Huge game. And I'm on the car park where, if there's going to be a new stadium, then it's going to be here. It's going to be right here. Or likely to be right here. So in between Stretford End and the Freightliner Terminal, which I've learnt in recent weeks is a bit of an issue in the rail network because it causes bottlenecks. And just on the other side of the tracks is the back of Gorse Hill. So if there's going to be development, these are the people who should also be benefiting. It shouldn't just be football fans. Because these people have got a train rail line running right past the house, and yet there's no station for them for a 25-minute walk to Trafford Park. And the United station halt's closed down. So Old Trafford having a future train station will probably be a good idea as well. Anyway, Liverpool today. Oof, big one, innit? A big one. I mean, they're really good, aren't they? And they've got injuries themselves. Last week against City, 4 of the 5 regular defenders were out and they still played really well. So I get Erik ten Hag's reasoning. With United's injuries, we can see that ourselves. But they've also scored a lot of goals from lots of different areas and lots of different players. That worries me a bit. History is definitely with United in terms of FA Cup games here. But we know what we're seeing. They're 17 points ahead of United in the league. So it's going to be a big, big challenge. I'm now on some at Busby Way. A couple have just come up to me. Where are you from?
Utah.
Yeah.
Both of you. Yeah. I don't know why I'm asking you. Yeah.
You know why. I mean,
you're hardly going to say, you know, Canada, were you? Yeah. You've come to England together. So, and you said you're United We Stand subscribers.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah.
How long does it normally take to get there?
I don't know. It's usually a few weeks later.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. So that's why we bought another one here. Just,
okay.
Just to support you. You know?
I like it. No, I think it's good.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I you get it. You know, you buy it and you support.
Well, that
what
way
we do.
we feel a little more connected. You know.
You've been before?
No.
This is our first time.
I've been watching since 2000, and never been. And then we were going to watch the Premiership match, and then it got rescheduled, and now we drew Liverpool. So
wow.
Now we're, it's
aren't,
kind of...
Aren't you lucky?
Yes.
Or yeah. Terribly, more anxious than excited, I think, so...
Wow. So how are you feeling?
I'm pretty anxious.
Yeah?
I think, like, I think we're gonna do it. We're going to pull it off.
Are United well supported in Utah?
Yeah. Well, I guess there's...
We have some
friends.
Which city in Utah?
We're in Utah County. We're in a small town called Alpine.
What's the capital of Utah?
Salt Lake. City.
Oh, yeah. I've watched United there.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
A few years ago, the backdrop to the stadium was incredible.
Beautiful.
All the mountains.
We were there too.
Yeah.
Rio Tinto.
Yeah, no, it was decent. I was only there for a couple of days. So, this game, huge, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I think obviously it's the only chance we have of getting anything out of the season.
But as soon as we started speaking, the sun has just come out.
That's a good sign.
I'm seeing that as clinging to anything, really. Yeah, do you know really, what I mean?
Yeah, there's not a lot to cling to.
Liverpool are better than us at the moment.
And is Casemiro confirmed out today?
I've not even looked at the team yet. Oh, I'm gonna. You need to ask a proper journalist to do that.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I'm actually on live television in 45 minutes,
okay, well,
and I need to know everything about the team. So right. Yeah. I'll be on it. Score prediction.
Well, realistically, or I hope.
Well, both.
Well, I hope we can get. I think we're going to concede, right, okay, with all the shots. 2-1, but for United, that's my prediction. I'm not going to say anything.
Mine's 2-1 for United. We're going to win.
I'll set a lot.
Yeah.
Have a say. When'd you go back?
Next Sunday.
All right.
So here a week.
Enjoy. You've been here before.
Never.
To Manchester.
First time.
All right.
Literally first time. Got here yesterday.
It's a good city.
Yeah. I mean,
the weather can be changeable, but there's lots to do. It's changed an awful lot. So walk around, feel it, go in different bars, try, you know,
yeah,
English pubs. And there's some really nice areas quite close to Manchester, the Lake District, the Peak District. You could get a train to Edale in the Peak District. It's only 1 hour away.
Okay.
As an easy. Are you staying in the city centre?
We're staying here at Hotel Football.
At the Hotel Football.
Yeah.
All right.
So close.
Just if you get any drinks, put them on the bill of Mr. G. Neville.
Okay, perfect. Yes, we will.
Yeah, exactly.
See you later.
Thanks. Nice to meet you.
Andrew, how do you feel? What do you feel about the game today?
Well, it's always the biggest game of the season for United. Probably the biggest game in Britain. You know, Liverpool are on good form, they're up there, there's all this hype about Klopp at the moment, and you know, I think the media are looking for a Klopp Pep sort of shootout at the end of the season for four trophies, what they can all win. But it's almost a bit of an 80s feel for United, where we can go back and knock them off the perch, so to speak. And you know, we've always got a good record against them in the cup, and there's just a bit of optimism, I think, about today. With, you know, we've drew 0-0 at Anfield. We've got a slightly stronger squad out today, and I'm quite confident. But you probably grab me after the match, and I'll probably be sulking and hiding away.
I think, I'm not going to disagree with any of that. John, how are you feeling about today?
It's hard to say. Anything, United, I wouldn't be surprised to see us win. I wouldn't be surprised to see us lose 4-0. I think one thing for sure, United have got to be at their very best, I think, today. United have got to be at their very best, I think, today to get anything out of the game. We have had a week off compared to Liverpool, obviously. I know they had a bit of a stroll in the park this week. They've got a lot of injuries. So my short answer is, mate, I really don't know. It's what do you get with United these days, and I think that sums up the season, doesn't it?
How are you feeling about today?
Positive. Until I see the team. I don't know. If everyone's back, I think we'll have a good chance.
Yeah, same. I think Hoyland's big one. Hoyland starting, I think we've got a big chance. We'd definitely miss him in the derby.
United,
I'm interested about the defence. I hope I think Maguire being fit might be a big one.
Having a couple of fun.
And fullbacks would be good as well. So Wan-Bissaka, make a difference. Don't need Lindelof. He's done alright, but he scares the shit out of me at fullback. So
yeah, we'll see the team. We've got a shout,
but need a bit of luck, don't you?
Yeah, I think we do. So, the crowd's building now. It's quite a subdued atmosphere. One of the United We Stand sellers said a big tourist crowd, bit of a weird atmosphere. I've been outside the Liverpool end. Obviously, it's full of Liverpool fans, but you don't know who they are going into the ground. People aren't really wearing colours. I'm going to go into the ground and see what's happening. Inside Old Trafford now. I've just seen the teams. I'm with a good friend of mine. I'm only going to give his first name. He's a Liverpool season ticket holder. He watches his team everywhere. Absolutely collects programmes. How many programmes have you got?
Just over 8,000. 8,011 to be
precise. And you messaged me last week telling me that you were really proud that you'd crossed the 8,000 threshold. Is that your chat-up line at the moment?
That is the...
Andrew, by the way, that's his name.
Yeah, hence why I'm speaking to you as a single man, probably. It doesn't quite... And now they're going out of print as well. You know, it's a rare commodity.
Does this concern you?
It's an annoying. It keeps me awake at night. It keeps me awake at night.
It does as well.
The demise of the printed football programme. But we're surely here not just to talk about that.
No, we're not. How are you feeling about the game?
I think you'd get the same answer from United and Liverpool fans. It's still the biggest game for both sets of supporters.
Yeah, I agree.
In terms of what it means to both sets of supporters. You know, what it means to win, what it means to lose. And I think the narrative away from United and Liverpool is that Liverpool are favourites, and I get that completely. But I think there's always a slight concern when you're playing United still that how big a game it is for United, and there are still some good players at United, and they can pull off the odd good performance. If we're not quite at it and we slip by, you know, 10%, you know, it could be what would be deemed a surprise result. But I'm still confident that if Liverpool plays their best their ability, they can do it.
You've been good this season, though. You've been really good. You've had loads of injuries. Oh,
I mean, the season, the way it's unravelled, nobody knew Jurgen Klopp was going. You know, he obviously made that decision in November. It came out in January. And I think there was a concern then, you know, could the season kind of unravel? But it's almost been the perfect reaction in terms of, you know, certainly from the senior players. And then we've kind of had this, a raft of new signings that have kind of come through the academy. Kind of similar along the lines to United in the mid-90s, the kind of whole class of 92 that came through.
So
all
this
these
is
players.
Like Kumas and
Kumas. I mean, Conor Bradley, it's almost now he's taken the right back spot. So the debate about moving Trent into a kind of midfield role is, and who would you replace him with? Well, we've got that replacement now.
And Dance, is that Scott Dance's son?
Yeah.
I know his
dad. Jaden Dance.
Right near Liverpool. Kirk Daly told me.
Yeah, his granddad was also a backing singer in the Eurovision Song Contest.
Never knew
for
that.
A UK entry in the 80s.
I know what Bucks is.
It wasn't Bucks, unfortunately I don't know the band, but he was a backing singer in a Eurovision Song Contest entry in the 80s.
I think I've got to speak to Klopp after the game. What would you ask him? I mean, I realise that question might be dependent on the result of the match, but you're a Liverpool fan. What intrigues you about him?
He's
Jurgen, would you consider the Manchester United job?
Well, he said
okay.
He's already said he's never going to take a job again in the Premier League. He's promised that.
What would you ask him? Skin, you might need to take one.
if it doesn't go well, and take the Germany job. If you're going to ask him any question, on the assumption that Liverpool win and he's in a good mood, is what's achievable this season then?
Okay. And if they lose? You're not going to be winning the quadruple.
You're not going to win the quadruple. And to be honest, that probably lifts the pressure a little bit, that narrative, because everybody's assuming now, oh, the quadruple, it's this great narrative, this great story. You can just go for it in the Premier League. You know, what else can this team achieve? Now you're at the FA Cup. You know, what can the team achieve this season?
Yeah. Jurgen, you've just been beaten 4-0 at Old Trafford. How much of a setback is this?
The players haven't let them down all season. This is the first time they've fallen slightly short. I still think he'd back them.
Yeah? No, I can see you've had a cracking season. 9,200 Liverpool fans here?
9,301.
You're outdoing me at my own game here. You're a bigger nerd than me. What's your most prized programme?
Oh, well, you got me one from a United game in Saudi, which is very rare.
Yeah, actually it is, because there's only about 14 United fans there. You've got a better memory than me,
I have got a 1966 World Cup final programme which has been defaced by my brother, who's drawn moustaches on the West Germany players' pictures, which causes a bit of a problem. In terms of value, Liverpool-Barcelona 2019 semi-final.
Emotional value.
Yeah. And it's also worth a lot.
Really?
It's worth it. They sold out on the night.
Yeah, but there would still have been tens of thousands printed.
Yeah, they're about 40, 50 quid. Okay. And I think any of the big European wins. So, Istanbul. I mean, this is a very kind of tired and predictable answer. Istanbul, 2005.
I've no idea what happened there.
Tottenham game in 2019. I've also got the 99 treble.
Good on you.
Barcelona. So I'm not just a Liverpool collector, I also collect United programmes as well.
Final score prediction, please, for today.
Manchester United 1, Liverpool 3.
All right, you're entitled to that prediction, and who am I to say here whether it's going to be inaccurate or not? Thank you.
Listen to this roar. This is 10 minutes, half an hour before kick-off. No, 10 minutes before kick-off. Listen how loud it is. Fantastic. You know, the Liverpool fans at the other side. Really, really good.
Well, I wasn't expecting this. 11 minutes gone. Listen to this. Listen.
Yes!
So United are attacking again. They've started the game really well, but most importantly, they've gone one up. Marcus Rashford worked well on the left-hand side as United weighed up the different options. Garnacho then went towards goal. Shot. Saw his shot well saved by Kelleher. And Scott McTominay bundled in. Oh! United doing well. United doing well. Some appeals, I think, for a handball here. The Garnacho just had his shot blocked. Oh! It's handball! Handball! Listen to how loud it is. Really, really good start. As it was the last time Liverpool came here. Sancho put the team ahead then. So if United start well against Liverpool, Dalot's just taken a shot. He was going towards Mosley. Not the goal. Trafford really is noisy. This is really nice to watch. My tone's probably dropped, changed, because Liverpool are leading 2-1. Two quick goals at the end of the first half. But United have started the second half brightly. Shame, real shame, because United did so well in the first half. Far more shots than Liverpool. Liverpool had more possession, but you would expect that. United played well. And they've actually started this half okay, so... Yeah, feel deflated. Kobbie Mainoo there, just nicking the ball. Keeps doing it. Rashford plays a ball to Bruno. Bruno running in on goal. Oh my word. Played the ball and it just went right across the goal. Oh wow. Just went right across the goal. It's a shame. 88 minutes gone. Listen to it. Even the men stand singing. South standers up on their feet for the first time since 1972. And United are attacking again. No, surely no. Surely no. Anthony puts the ball in. Ah, oh, it goes right across goal to Garnacho. It's on the ball, crosses it over. The cross goes too far. Sat next to Arthur Alberston. Where did that goal come from, Arthur?
I don't know, but it went in. That's the main thing. Anthony hit it with the right foot. Hopefully it'll keep us in this game and we might go on to get extra time and win it now.
You scored for Manchester United, a winner against Liverpool. What's it like?
Oh, a long time ago, my memories.
Never mind that. Stop being so modest.
When I gave Frank Stapleton the ball, the last thing I wanted was a ball back, but he did give me the back and I managed to sort of slide and fall and score. Let's hope somebody can do that now.
Old Trafford's bouncing now, isn't it?
Oh, that's exactly what you want. It's been too quiet for 20 minutes. Liverpool have had a lot of the ball, but we're still in it. It's a cup tie, 2-2, and we're in the last minute now.
Are you going to start singing, Arthur?
I might do, actually, but I've got a terrible voice.
Watching Netflix without using ExpressVPN is like buying tickets to see your favourite musician in concert, but only being allowed to watch the opening act. Why? Well, Netflix has different content libraries for every country. It's got thousands of shows, but without a VPN, you only get access to a fraction of those shows based on your location. So how does ExpressVPN unblock content? Well, it lets you change your online location. You can control where you want Netflix or other streaming websites to think that you're located. There's a very handy Netflix content unblocking chart. It's very easy to use. You can just open the app, select whatever country name you want to be in, tap one button to connect, and then when you refresh the page, it's there. So why choose ExpressVPN over other VPNs? There's blazing fast speeds. You can stream in HD with zero buffering. It's compatible with all your devices, phones, laptops, media consoles, smart TVs and more. The server's in 94 different countries, so you can gain access to thousands of new shows. And it works with other streaming services too, such as YouTube. So be smart. Stop paying the full price for streaming services and only getting access to a fraction of the content. Get your money's worth at expressvpn.com/united. And don't forget to use our link at expressvpn.com/united to get an extra 3 months for absolutely nothing. That's expressvpn.com/united.
So 2-2 at the end of full time. Arthur, what's happening next?
Well, let's just hope we can get some sort of winner out of this game for ourselves and get through to the semi-final. For long periods in the second half, we're chasing the ball, but you're expecting to do that against a side like Liverpool who had some decent possession. But in cup football, you're never out until the whistle goes. And Rashford almost won it for us in the last...
Should have scored that, shouldn't he?
Well, put money on Marcus to score from there. He looks like he's done everything right. Unfortunately, it just went wide of the post.
I've not heard this song before that the Liverpool fans are singing. No idea what it is. You watch a lot of the young lads coming through. You watch a lot of United's academy teams. How do you feel when you're seeing Kobbie Mainoo looking so comfortable or Garnacho having such an impact on the game?
Well, that's what this club's been all about. When you see people like Marcus and Kobbie Mainoo and Garnacho as well getting into the first team, that's what it's all about. And there's been such an introduction of young players coming through this season as well, and that hopefully stands in a good stead for the future.
So Rafael Varane is now acting like a lead capo by trying to get the main stand to sing, but what he doesn't realise is it's done it's once every 50 years song already. It'd have to take something mental to get the main stand singing again. It's 2-2. Oof, I mean, given United's formation now, Eric's made his changes to get an equaliser. He's got it now. Now he's got 30 more minutes with three at the back. Oh, it's half time in extra time, and the Liverpool fans are singing, "You mank bastards." And all the other stuff that come out with. And that's because Harvey Elliott's shot deflected off Christian Eriksen past Andre Onana. Can United come back again? What do you do now?
You've got 15 minutes to still stay in this game. Unfortunately, went 3-2 down. We've just got to just keep plugging away and hopefully you can get back in that game. We did it in the normal time. You've just got to have the belief that you get one chance in it and you've got to keep going. You've got to keep going for 15 minutes, 20 minutes maybe, and hopefully you can get an equaliser and maybe a winner.
I think there may have been a change here. I think 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It looks like Lindelof's gone off. And who's come on then? Where's the change here? Someone come on here, Arthur. I just thought I saw Lindelof go off. No, no. Yeah. Okay, yeah, it was right. Mason Mount is on for Victor Lindelof. Now, this would be a way to show that you're back. United have scored again! 111 minutes! I've got Aaron Fletcher in front of me looking like he's celebrating like a fan. I see. So that was Marcus Cook got the goal. It started with McTominay intercepting the ball. And Marcus, oh, that's a cool finish. Marcus Rashford, listen to the roar, listen, not heard a noise like this for a long time. Oh! Rashford played the ball through to Scott McTominay and he just put the ball wide. Gone. Brilliant run from Scott, right the way through. Got his foot to it as well. Tom. Garnacho came away with the ball. Set Ahmad up to score. United 4, Liverpool 3. United 4, Liverpool 3. I cannot believe this. So, United 4, Liverpool 3. Ten Hag is losing his hair. Sorry, it's already been lost. On the side. He's shouting something in, I don't know, in Dutch. Clogs and cheese, clogs and cheese. Liverpool, oh yeah, it's going to go, it's gone! Oh, listen to this! Listen to this! What a game! What a game! What a game. Liverpool players are walking to the away end, being applauded by their own fans. But United fans are singing about going to Wembley.
So it finished 4-3. I've just been down into the mix zone. I spoke to Andy Robertson and he's a really good talker. And he also gave us his match shirt, one of his two match shirts from the 2019 Champions League final. Can't remember the score. And we got £5,000 for that. And that £5,000 went to buying an ambulance which serves the people of Salford and Manchester every single day. I just thought I'd mention that. Also spoke to Diogo Dalot. That was for TV, wasn't in the mix zone, sorry. And yeah, it's his birthday tomorrow, so he's buzzing. And with Paul Hurst from The Times, he's... am I allowed to say you're a Sheffield Wednesday fan?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. So I just wanted to talk to you about a result from this weekend. Ipswich 6, Sheffield Wednesday 0.
Can we talk about this match instead, please? Oh, it's,
what a game.
Yeah, I mean, this was incredible, wasn't it? I was just thinking it towards the end there, just watching Ten Hag as he walked off, sort of looking at the Stretford end like a sort of kid getting a sort of, you know, standing ovation from a, you know, being on stage, getting a standing ovation from a big crowd, etc. Just like, he was sort of looking and just, you know, sort of wonderment in his eyes, thinking, you know, this is what he came to United for, to experience, you know, nights like this where, where they've done pulled off something spectacular. So, yeah, fair play to him. I mean, he tried everything, didn't he, at the end?
Defenders.
I was looking at one point. I was looking at. It was like, what was it? Harry Maguire give the ball to Bruno, who was the deepest lying player in the midfield, and then Maguire ran towards the box. I mean, it was just like, you know, I just couldn't believe what I was seeing. So, yeah, no, but it worked in the end, didn't it? Just about.
Did you think United were going to win?
Coming in, I did think they would. I think of all the competitions that Liverpool are left in, I think this is one that they quietly sort of let go. I know the Europa League's not as illustrious as the Champions League, is it? But I think that had served to be quite a nice kind of farewell for Klopp, wouldn't it? Like a European trophy, loads of fans going over to Dublin to support them. So, yeah, I thought they did have a chance, United. And
when's the draw?
They did it.
Who have we got?
Coventry.
Yeah?
Yeah. Smile on your face, is it all?
Mostly breaking the news here. Probably first on live TV.
Yeah.
Coventry?
Yeah, I know. That'll be good on it, yeah.
Yeah.
So it could be an all...
Huge admiration for what Mark Robbins has done there. And just seeing what happened at Wolves on Saturday.
Yeah.
Every football fan should experience something like that.
Yeah. Well,
once in their life.
As you were saying, I'm a Sheffield Wednesday fan, long-suffering, and they've... we played them early in the competition and they beat us quite handsomely at their place in a replay.
You've not even got money after. It's not like
It's kind of like, you know, Robbins doesn't really get linked with any kind of big jobs, does he? But that kind of, there's some clubs where managers just sort of fit hand in glove, and I think he does that with Coventry. So yeah, no, fair play.
So City, Chelsea, Coventry, United, we couldn't have hoped for any better than that, because there's a slight chance that Chelsea might get a result, and there's a decent chance that Manchester United will get one.
Yeah, another old Manchester final.
I mean, with that, I'd be like, just get to the 6 minute without conceding this year.
Gundogan's gone there, you don't have to worry about that.
Brilliant. Thanks a lot, mate.
Nice one.
AG1 is empowering people to take ownership of their health. Designed by scientists, it's a comprehensive and convenient blend of over 70 high quality ingredients. AG1 is a powerfully simple supplement with vitamins, minerals, whole food source nutrients and more. In a single scoop that takes seconds to mix each morning, it helps support your brain, your heart, energy and immune system. AG1 is designed to support the body's needs every day. It's here to make healthy habits beautifully easy. Just one scoop a day, one glass of water, all in less than 1 minute. Some of the benefits of AG1 include focus and energy, help with your immune health, stress and mood balance, healthy aging, nutrient replenishment, and help for your skin, hair and nails. There's vitamin A in biotin, and zinc contributes to the maintenance of normal skin. I'm taking it at the moment. It's an effortless daily habit. Features the highest quality ingredients, the strictest manufacturing standards, and the cumulative benefits and long-term investment in your health. Well, I feel decent at the moment. If you want to take ownership of your health, try AG1 and get a free 1 year supply of vitamin D and 5 AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/UnitedWeStand. That's drink, DRINK, AG and the number one. .com/UnitedWeStand. Check it out.
So that's it for this podcast. What an absolute buzz that was at Old Trafford. United 4, Liverpool 3. What are we saying? The best moment at Old Trafford since when? I mean, was it better than beating City at home last January? I mean, yeah, you've got to say 4-3. Last minute winner, extra time. Fact, it's Liverpool. What a weekend. Tottenham didn't win in the league either, nor did Villa. Yeah, this feels absolutely lovely, and there's not been enough times this season when it has felt like that. I'm having this as one of the big highs of the post-Ferguson era. And Coventry City in the next round? Well, got to be optimistic, haven't you? Got to almost hope that Manchester City win as much as... Sorry, Manchester City lose as much as Manchester United win. But full respect to Coventry, they've done very well to get there, and they had a super win at Wolves away in pretty much equally dramatic circumstances, but not quite.
not quite. I don't think anything could be in the FA Cup this season as exciting as what we saw at Old Trafford. So thanks for listening. I'm going to maybe do one pod in the middle of the International Week, which we've recorded with a really good guest. And then we'll be back the next game, which is at what we've got coming up. Brentford away, Chelsea away, and then someone called Liverpool Old Trafford. That's it, in a league game. That's Liverpool who lost 3-4.